Chapter 9. Bright Night 36 of Year 3876. His muscles creak with every movement. Gronolf has not yet managed to get up, even though the automatic system is constantly asking him to go to the central room. Whenever he tries to move one of his limbs, jolts of pain shoot through his mind. He really tries, but his brain immediately reacts by fainting. He has to take his time. He has never heard of hibernation having such after effects. A slight nausea during awakening, that's normal, but pains like these? The blood circulation of his species adapts to temperature. It only has to get sufficiently cold, and he will fall into a hibernation sleep, at least if he gives in to it. Now he no longer can allow himself to do that. At some point, the automatic system must have removed the hose that supplies him with the necessary nutrients. Gronolf notices he is hungry. If he does not get up soon, he won't have the strength left to do it. Accordingly, he has to get food that provides him the needed nutrients, even if it is just the travel porridge typically served on ships. He does not even dare to think of some tasty fish. Right now, he might not even be strong enough to overpower a carrion tooth. But how about a small mud jumper? His secondary stomach fills with digestive juices. What could have happened here? Why did they let him sleep so long? And why is he needed right now? Gronolf tries to reconstruct the events after the landing, but in vain. Everything was okay then, wasn't it? Sure, the planet's single sun disappointed them. It was either too hot or too cold, and then there were the constant eruptions of its sun. Yet the first overposition of the women had been successful. Gronolf had only been allowed to watch the ceremony. Supposedly, his sperm had been too valuable to be used in such an experiment. The commander had generously sacrificed himself. Of course, this was right, for a good cause. Gronolf burbles derisively, which means he blows air from his lungs into the primary stomach and then outside, so that his belly folds flap loudly. A stabbing pain immediately reminds him that even his belly folds are full of muscles. Now he has to get up. The upper part of the sleeping capsule is opened. Gronolf looks around. He seems to have been wheeled to the terrace where doctors normally wait for late risers. But there's nobody here. It is even decidedly dark. In the visible range, everything is completely black, while in infrared, his immediate surroundings are slightly illuminated by his own body heat and the energy of the capsule, enough to tell him he is really and truly alone. Why am I alone? There is no information available concerning this. Gronolf Carriontooth, you are needed in the command center. Where are the doctors? Where are the others, and why is it dark? There is no information available concerning this. Okay, the system is not going to be very helpful. While he lost muscle during his hibernation, it must have lost intelligence. Strange, considering the thought scientists prided themselves on having created a very clever intelligence system. Now, get up! Perhaps it will help if he orders himself. Yet Gronolf feels no effect. He moves the smallest of his seven fingers and immediately clenches his belly flap because of the pain. He might have to start the special program. Gronolf is smiling wryly to himself. This program was used for lazy individuals, shirkers. He feels disgusted about having to use it for himself. Now he is glad nobody is waiting for him. Gronolf, the best of his plex, in such a situation, everybody would have laughed at him. Gronolf burbles. Move sleep capsule into cleaning position. The bed he is lying on immediately starts positioning itself at an angle. The hinge squeaks. Gronolf cannot tell whether this is due to his weight or because the capsule has gone so long without proper maintenance. He catches himself in the ignominious hope that the hinge might break and save him from what has to happen next. His body starts to slide. Gronolf tries to hold on, but to do so he needs to employ his muscles. When the angle reaches the position of Mother's Sun in the afternoon, gravity demands its due. It pulls him down inexorably. He hits the ground with a loud slapping sound. His entire body turns pale, as this is so embarrassing, even without witnesses. This embarrassment creates the energy he lacked earlier. He manages to tense his leg muscles without crying because of the pain. He pushes himself up from the floor by using his arms, even though they feel as though they are on fire. Gronolf, the strongest of his plex, moans loudly when he manages to get into a stable crouching position. He closes all four eyes, and then opens them again. The fire is pulsing through his limbs, threatening to topple him. On the other hand, it also generates a heat that invigorates his circulation. He cannot rest now. Gronolf has to use the heat, the energy created by pain, to once again become the powerful warrior he is known to be, to own the title Strongest of the Plex. He focuses on his thighs. He particularly needs them now, because they carry the largest part of his body mass. He pulls himself upright beside the bed, using all four arms simultaneously. Yes, he even employs the weak touch arms, which is taboo, but nobody can see him now. He rises to his full stature. He made it. Finally. He stands next to the sleeping chamber, the son of a father who would be proud of him, and he yells a battle cry into the darkness. Control room, here I come! Thank you, Gronolf Carriontooth, the system replies.